Second parak of Kalim, seventh Mishnah. Tamei Mishnah Kli Cheres, a type of Kli Cheres which is Tomei, Tavlish Yesh Lizbiz, a piece of Cheres that has a rim around it, so now it's already, you can fill it up with things. Machta Shleima, type of shovel that has a rim around it also. A Tavlish Yimalei Kairis, if you have some type of tablet, something made of also a surface that has a rim around it of cheres that's filled with plates. Nitmas achas mein b'sheres lo nitmas kulam. They're considered separate entities, and if one becomes tummy, the other ones don't, even though they're generally sitting together within the frame. But since they're detached from one another, they're considered separate kelim. Im yesh lo lizbeis oidef, but if it has a rim that is higher than the kelim that are in it, nitmas echem mein nitmas kulam. So in the case if the rim is lower than the kelim, or there's no rim at all, then each one is a separate entity. But if there's one rim around that's higher than all the kelim inside of it, once it goes into the higher rim, it's matam olden. Echein beis tavlin shel cheres. The same thing is if you have a kli made of cheres that has different kelim inside of them for different types of tavlinim, different types of spices. Also, if there's a rim around the whole thing, it's considered one kli, and once the tumah goes into it, the whole thing becomes tumah. Kalmarin mitu omois. This is a kalim of scribes that has also a hole for putting ink in it and another one for the pen inside of it. It's the other kalim for the cipher. With a tablin shall eight, or you have a kli that's also had a whole bunch of little holes to fill up with different types of spices. If it's made out of wood, nitma eche b'mashke lo nitma chaveya. Wood that's nitma b'mashke, it's a tumah d'rabbanan. And the mice, we say over here also that if they're considered as far as it's tumah, each one is separate keli, and if one is tummy, the other ones do not become tummy. Rabbi Yechon Anuri, Oyim Echolkim, it's ovya. He says more than that, that you split the thickness of it because you have two receptacles, and the cavity of one is the back of the other one. So this type of tumah basically doesn't go from the back of one thing into the center of the other one, and therefore either we say that's not matam at all, that separation between the two of them, or according to Rav Yechon Anuri, half of that becomes tummy and the other half is considered already a separate entity. Hamashamish l'tummy tummy, hamashamish l'tor tor. In other words, if one of those receptacles became tummy, a little sherets got into it, so that area is tummy, but the other one next to it is tor. But if you have a rim around the entire kli with all these little receptacles in the middle, since there is this larger rim around all of them that unites them all and we treat them as one kli.